As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
But I think it's really important that there are voices from all colors. It's not just from the African-American community. I think for change, for progress, it has to come from everybody. Because, and I was listening to Shannon Sharp talking about this, the Hall of Famer. He said, we can't, you know, you can't say to Black America, hey, fix this problem, because it wasn't our problem in the first place, but you're asking us to fix this. I think we, and collective we, have to fix this. I mentioned Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He wrote an op-ed piece for the LA Times, and I love what he was saying here. He said, yes, protests are often used as an excuse for some to take advantage, just as when fans celebrating a hometown sports team championship burn cars and destroy storefronts. I don't want to see stores looted or even buildings burn, but African Americans have been living in a burning building for many years. Choking on the smoke as the flames burn closer and closer, racism in America is like dust in the air. It seems invisible, even if you're choking on it. Until you let the sun in, then you see it everywhere. As long as we keep shining that light, we have a chance of cleaning it wherever it lands. But we have to stay vigilant, because it's always still in the air. And then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ends his column by saying, what I want to see is not a rush to judgment, but a rush to justice. I also mentioned this in the first hour. You know, this show is a place for everyone, or at least we hope it is. It's for support of law enforcement. It's support of George Floyd and that he was murdered. For people who are outraged and are protesting. It's for people who think looting and burning buildings is wrong. And hopefully this audience encompasses people who think this way, that we understand this. We may not agree on everything. You can support protesters and think looting is wrong. People can support the police and think what happened was wrong. And hopefully you felt that this is a place where we do exchange ideas. We do listen. And yes, I know we're five white guys here. We're trying to figure this out. We listen. We learn. We try to grow from it. And it's not easy. And certainly on a day like today, where you're trying to add to this, I don't want to grandstand. I don't want to preach. as much as we've just been talking. And hopefully we make you think. We made you laugh today. Got one more hour to go. But it's not lost on us what happened in Minneapolis or these other cities around the country. And those voices. Jaylen Brown of the Celtics drove 15 hours to go to Atlanta for a peaceful protest. And there are a lot of peaceful protesting going on. Dale Murphy, the former Atlanta Brave great, tweeted out his son went to a peaceful protest, shot in the eye with a rubber bullet. There are people trying to do the right thing. But we all have to do the right thing. This isn't on the black community to, hey, fix your problem. It is systemic. It's centuries old. The mayor of Atlanta, I thought, had the most powerful message. Her name is Keisha Lance Bottoms, and I'll just play a portion of this, but she held a press conference, and this was moving.
When I saw the murder of George Floyd, I hurt like a mother would hurt. And on yesterday, when I heard there were rumors about violent protests in Atlanta, I did what a mother would do. I called my son and I said, where are you? I said, I cannot protect you, and black boys shouldn't be out today. So you're not going to out-concern me and out-care about where we are in America. I wear this each and every day, and I pray over my children each and every day. So what I see happening on the streets of Atlanta is not Atlanta. This is not a protest. This is not in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. This is chaos. A protest has purpose. When Dr. King was assassinated, we didn't do this to our city. So if you love this city that has had a legacy of black mayors and black police chiefs and people who care about this city, where more than 50% of the business owners in Metro Atlanta are minority business owners. If you care about this city, then go home and pray that somebody like Reverend Beasley will come and talk to you and give you some instructions on what a protest should look like and how you effectuate change in America.
That's the mayor of Atlanta. There is an expression that becomes all too familiar when these situations, moments arise. Stick to sports. I hear it all the time. And we try to do our best to do that because I know there are other options if you want to have the heavy news of the day. There are times when this can't be avoided because it is real. We are real. We're affected by these. We have friends who are affected by these. You know, the standard response when athletes or journalists, we stray from the game into real world events. And I was accused of weaponizing the coronavirus because I brought it up. And as I told you at the time, I'm not weaponizing, I'm personalizing just because of my situation and why it is so severe and so important. Anybody I come around, I almost have to do this background check because I can't get this. If I do get it, I can die. I'm not weaponizing it. I'm personalizing it. And that is what's happening now with a lot of these athletes. They're personalizing it. They're not weaponizing it. And I think when we say, oh, athletes stick to sports, well, then that's a selfish thing to do. Remember, Michael Jordan got criticized. Oh, he doesn't want to take a stand. Tiger Woods doesn't want to take a stand. Then they take a stand, and then you say, hey, stick to golf. Stick to basketball. You know, this weekend sticking to sports was really impossible to do because you have athletes and former players and coaches, even leagues, publicly addressing, you know, the killing of George Floyd. And look, we can question some people's motives or doubt their sincerity, or if you're looting these businessmen, you know, these, I mean, that's just tragic, sorry, sad, horrible. You can protest. But we do have to do better. We do. And I love the fact these athletes are on the front lines. More should be on the front lines, and not just African American. You know, we don't have games now, but men and women who compete at the highest level sent a loud message this weekend. And what happens is we move on so quickly in society. We'll move on from this. We moved on from, you know, these killings before. Where are we going to be in a month, 6 months, a year with this topic? That's what I want to know. What do we do? How do we do it? How do we remind? How do we get better? All of these things. And if you watch the show, you know that I love getting patches from firemen or policemen around the country, because I know all of the great things you do. And because you have a bad police officer in Minneapolis doesn't mean that the police officer in Flint, Michigan is a bad person. We have bad people in all walks of life. And unfortunately, you had a bad police officer there right in front of us on video, spending almost 9 minutes with his knee on George Floyd's neck. And I watched it once. I made sure my kids watched it. When you hear him cry, he's dying. Hopefully we don't forget that sound, because it may prevent somebody from going through that again. But don't forget George Floyd, because we do move on at warp speed. Once we figured out Corona, once sports are back, we'll move on. Move on, though, and always remember. Keep an eye on the rearview mirror. Always. Have to. Because we're not getting any better. We're no different than the 60s. And I was really young at that time. I just remember the nightly news, cities were on fire, and I couldn't believe that was the United States. I was 12 years old, 11 years old. Couldn't understand it. Imagine being 11 years old now, 12 years old now, trying to understand it. Because you can't. Take a break. Come back, get some phone calls. I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you and with you. Our phone lines are open, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. You can watch on youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow, and you can listen. We're on 362 radio affiliates around the country. Back after this in The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
June has arrived, and that means college athletes are once again allowed to come back to campus and work out. That doesn't mean all schools, all conferences are going to be opening for business just yet. There are still significant hurdles ahead for college football to start the season this fall, but getting players in the building gives them a chance, and the debate about the return of college sports has factors that are far different than the NFL. You got players who are younger for one, and then that means less risk, or it should. Also reminded that they're not paid employees. Can you have student-athletes on campus if you don't have students on campus? And the answer, starting today, will be yes in a lot of these places here. Hopefully the extra time on campus won't be just about training, also figuring out how to keep players and staff safe, creating the best systems that they can just to minimize the risk, and that gives them the best chance for return in the fall, that if that works for everybody. I saw what the NHL was doing. They plan on testing players daily should the games eventually begin. So the NHL is inching closer to having hockey. But the NHL's deputy commissioner, Bill Daly, said yesterday that the testing will be, each test is going to be $125. And the league expects it will need 25 to 30,000 tests to complete the current season, which is going to be just under $4 million. But they're going to be testing these players. And it's not sure if you come in and they take your temperature just to see if you have a temperature. And there might be varying stages of testing. If there's no temperature, do they test you, fully test you with the swab? If you have a temperature, then what happens? So I think it's they're trying to figure this out once they get all the players together. If somebody does test positive, what happens to them? And you're seeing this with European soccer, where they're trying to do this and get everybody back. And I think the Premiership has done a pretty good job in maybe securing these players for their safety of coming back, the amount of testing that's going to be in play. I was told a couple of weeks ago by part of the medical community with the NFL, they were looking at 60,000 tests to get ready for the start of the NFL season. But you have more players, but that's, you know, probably close to $10 million that you're going to be spending on just testing right now if each test is $125. Yeah, McLovin.
That seems actually, when you look at it, kind of a small price overall.
Yeah. Just having the test available, because I was told at the time, this person in the medical community said, we don't want to appear numb to what's going on. Hey, we need our test. But at the time, was everybody else getting a test if they needed to get a test? We have a lot of, we have some time here with the NFL. They have time to do that. College, it's trickier because you're on campus. And it's different because of the student athlete. Can players go on campus? Will students be able to go on campus? Are we going to have an abbreviated fall semester and then you'll have football on campus where players are going to be there? Therefore, you can test everybody after Thanksgiving, you know, would the season start? A lot of issues to work through, but you're starting to see plans with every league except for Major League Baseball. I hope they figure it out. I hope they figure it out soon. And having covered these work stoppages before, all of the ancillary details are usually figured out, signed off on. It's just a couple of details that need to be fixed and maybe some common ground here. How many games and how much are you going to get paid? I have a hard time believing that there are owners, plural, who don't want this Major League Baseball season to resume. Maybe the Oakland A's, they're in financial straits, but you might think they want it to come back because they are in financial straits. But that was the word that was put out there. And I was even told that privately, that there are some owners, plural, who would rather scrap the season than come back and pay this money, pay these salaries to these players. You have so much local revenue, though, with these TV deals. And then are you going to get the postseason? I think the biggest fear is if we don't get a postseason, the amount of money the owners lose from the postseason is enormous. And that's what they don't want. They don't want to pay the players. And then you get to the postseason and then the owners don't get paid. And with no fans there, no, it could be catastrophic. A couple of phone calls. We'll give you our best of the weekend. Justin in Indiana joins us. Hi, Justin. What do you have for me today?
Hi, guys. 6'2", 325. All right. So my best of the weekend. My wife and I found out that we are going to be having a boy in October.
Awesome.
So we're very excited. I'm trying to convince her right now to let us name our son Dan.
Ooh.
But I don't think that's going over so hot right now.
Well, if you need me to talk to her, Justin, I'd be more than happy to.
Hey, I'd appreciate that. I might actually take you up on that.
What's the last name? Justin, what's the last name?
Harry, P-E-R-R-Y.
Harry. Okay. Danny Perry.
Hey, there we go.
All right. Well, I'll help you if you need help there, Justin. What else is on your mind?
Hey, that's it. That's the only good news I had. I didn't have a worse because after finding that out, we were both in a pretty good mood all weekend long.
Awesome, Justin. Well, congratulations. Good luck with that. Dennis in Connecticut. Hi, Dennis. What do you have for me?
Good morning, Dan, and all the Danettes. My best of the weekend was the Dropkick Murphys concert in a empty Fenway Park along with Bruce Springsteen, where all the proceeds went to three different charities.
Yep, I listened to a good portion of that. Thank you, Dennis. I've never seen Dropkick Murphys in person, but it feels like that's a great experience. I don't think you could have a bad time in a Dropkick Murphys concert. Seton, have you seen Dropkick Murphys?
Oh, yeah. Probably a dozen times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a bunch. They're great. They're phenomenal live.
It sounded, it was a good sound. And then you put Bruce in there, but they're at Fenway, and an empty Fenway. So it's pretty cool. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. Good morning. What do you have?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking the stand that you're taking and acting like there's not there I appreciate the way that you covered it, man, for real, because it's not a black or white problem. It's a humanitarian problem. My best of the weekend is going to be me getting my 75 Granville started and out in some sun, man. Oh, my goodness. And I got another bester. I'm not too cool with tweeting and stuff. I'm more of a Facebook guy. You guys have Andrea, Seth, Chris, and Laura that do a great job on Chat Row with the DP show, man. They bring up great content, let you know who's going to be on the show. I really love it, man. They do a good job.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you. I appreciate that. So Chat Row is, we have some stars on Chat Row, Seton?
I guess so.
Breakout stars.
Breakout stars.
Mario has been walking through here. Because he knows Chat Row doesn't like him, and he's basically saying, bring it on. I couldn't care less about Chat Row. I said, all right, tough guy. All right, tough guy. He's the one that came up with Chat Row, and I said, all right.
best.
I know.
It's just so good.
Yeah. All right. Best of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
My best of the weekend may be a little lame, but late Saturday night, I'm flipping through the channels, and I stopped on Kelly LeBrock from 1984's The Woman in Red, which I had seen before, but I found myself watching most of that anyway. And then bester, following that movie, Femme Fatale 2002 with Rebecca Romijn went on the screen like at 2 in the morning, and that was that's how late Saturday night went.
Okay. McLovin?
Okay, as you may or may not know, I'm not a NASCAR expert, but I've noticed a trend. Why is Chase Elliott the story every single... who is Chase Elliott? Is he have the fastest car in the history of the planet? He wins every stage and then gets in a crash at the last second or does something stupid. It's like Dale Earnhardt. It's unbelievable.
He has some tough luck, but he did win the previous week.
He did, yeah. Then he got another near miss this week.
Yeah. And then prior to that had a near miss as well.
And he's got a great NASCAR name. We've done that part. Chase Elliott, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now, is that Bill Elliott's son, Paulie?
Yeah, he's from Dawsonville. He's 24 years old. William Clyde Elliott II.
Okay. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville was one of my favorite nicknames. Seton O'Connor, bestest.
All right, so I'm late on these. I've been giving you updates on how we're making our way through the Mission Impossible series. With Tom Cruise.
Oh, God.
So we just watched the fifth one, I think. It's called Rogue Nation thing. One, you have to watch, before you watch this movie, all right? You only watch the first 5 minutes of it. That's all you have to see, right? Before you do that, go watch the making of it, all right? Because there's this scene, it opens with this scene of Tom Cruise, who famously does all of his own stunts for this. And he... there's this scene where he's hanging out on the side of an airplane.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. You have to watch the making of the stunts that he's doing. It's seriously, it blew my mind.
Here's the concern I have. Is the making of the movie better than the movie?
Sometimes. Not in this case. The making of the movie is fascinating, but I think if you watch that first and then you watch the movie and in the back of your mind, I kept saying out loud, he really did that. He's really doing that. He really did that. It's crazy.
And he broke his ankle jumping from one building to another. He did that stunt and then broke his ankle. Yeah, Paul.
I don't mind the Mission Impossible movies. They're fun. They're easy on the head, if you know what I mean. They're not a lot of thought involved. But when Tom Cruise is in a dangerous situation, I never think he's going to die. Like in the first 18 minutes of the movie, I'm like, you know, Tom, I think he's going to make it out of this one. Yeah, it'd be very bad for the whole franchise if he kicked.
And he's got another hour and a half.
At least.
Yeah, to live. I don't know why I've never been really entertained by Mission Impossible.
I never watched them before, ever. But my son, he really wanted to see them. He likes, action movies and spies and stuff like that. So we've dialed that one up. And it was, some are better than others. But this last one was awesome.
Yeah, Paulie.
I actually have a question for Seton. Seton teased on Friday that he and his son were going to watch Dumb and Dumber this weekend. I think your son's 10 or something like that?
Yeah.
That must have been a great moment of his life.
It was... We could probably say that he was one person on Friday and a new person Saturday.
Whoa.
Because, boy, did he. He has learned the, you know how we always say that fart equals funny?
Yeah.
In 10-year-old boy terms, he is just running with that. Holy smokes. He said Dumb and Dumber was just as stupid as Monty Python's Holy Grail, but funnier.
I think Dumb and Dumber is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
And you know, I expect Jim Carrey to be funny, but he's even greater than what you think. Jeff Daniels is the one who makes that movie.
I can't believe Jeff Daniels read that script and was like, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I'll do that.
And then I see Jeff Daniels on Broadway to Kill a Mockingbird, and you're going, yeah, he was in Dumb and Dumber.
So good. It's wonderful. An absolutely wonderful cinematic experience.
Lauren Holly?
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Paulie Bestis is?
This weekend I played a lot of wiffle ball with the kids in the backyard. We played before, but we played a lot. We had the tournament. We had rules. I guess the rule is for kids, like, you either can tag them with the ball, or if you smoke them with the ball as they're going from base to base, that counts as an out.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I didn't know that wiffle ball was invented nearby. A father in 1953, his son was kind of scared of the real baseball, invented a plastic baseball with holes and a plastic bat, and it became the Wiffle Ball Company. And the Wiffle Ball Company is based in Connecticut. They haven't changed their products since basically 1950s. If you go on their website, all there is to buy is the bat and the ball. There's no like special editions. There's no mix of colors. It's that, you know, kind of yellow manila color bat,
yeah,
and the ball. That's it. That's all they have for sale. They haven't changed. Like, what do they do at the meetings at the Wiffle Ball Company? Like on Monday. All right, what are we doing this week?
When they have a research and development?
Yeah, the R&D guys.
Yeah, R&D guys are here.
We're not ready to present anything yet, boss. Give us another decade. I'm fascinated by the Wiffle Ball Company.
Wait, there is no options when it comes to bats or balls?
No, there is a junior set and a full-size set. That's it. But they invented that in the 70s. So since 1970, the R&D department has given you nothing. But they provide the same exact product every year. They haven't gone away from the original. There's one wiffle ball. There's not like a big version. There's not a version with more holes. There's not like a, you know, whatever. That's it.
Yes, Todd.
And some people in leagues take great pride in what they can do. Like the pitchers, you'll see on social media, some of the things they can make that ball do is wild.
I watched a show over the weekend. I'm embarrassed to admit that I watched it, but I needed something that was light. I watched Outer Banks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They got you.
Yeah, they did. It's like the OC or some of those shows. It's just eye candy.
Is it a real show or is it like The Hills, those fake?
It's The Hills.
Oh, The Hills on MTV?
Well, no. It's
Or is it a real scripted show? I mean,
it's a scripted. No, it's not a reality show.
Okay.
No. But it's just eye candy. That's all it is. It's just, you know, guys with their shirts off and they're hunting for sunken treasure. You know.
Is this a show made for grown men?
Probably not.
Probably.
My wife walked in on me watching the show.
That's not good.
No, she goes, what is that? And I said, so they had this guy, John B., who's, you know, handsome guy. He's got his shirt off. And so my wife walks in as John B. was getting out of the water. She goes, what are you watching? I said, Outer Banks?
She goes, it's in the category of teen TV shows.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So I'm looking at this little landing page for him. It says, on an island of have and have nots, teen John B. enlists his three best friends to hunt for a legendary treasure linked to his father's disappearance.
Yep.
Hey, you clicked play.
Yes, I did. And so did a lot of other people. Yes, McLovin.
I can't believe you beat me to Outer Banks. That's been on my to-do list. If there's a locker in it, I'm watching it. I don't care. High school TV is awesome.
Yes, Paul.
Does anybody wear a shirt in the show? Is it shirt-free?
They do, but not long.
Is it a lot of longing looks without like any dialogue?
Oh, no, there's dialogue. Oh, okay. There's a lot of pushing and shoving, and there's violence. And
hey.
So you watched one episode, and then you moved on and watched something real.
Watched all 10.
Oh, come on.
I watched all 10 episodes of Outer Banks.
You got to clear this stuff with me before you go on air.
I know. I've been watching a lot of other things.
I wish it was Outer Banks, B-A-N-X. That would have been better. Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Starring Chase Stokes.
Yeah.
Every character in the show is named Chase.
Chase Stokes.
John B. is the star of this. He's easy on the eye.
Brad Pennington. Yeah. And Madison.
Yeah, there's some real villains in there. But then I started watching Hollywood.
That looks great too.
Yeah, Jim Parsons is in that. So I just started that last night. I had to man up a little bit there from Outer Banks to Hollywood. Jay in Wisconsin joins us. Hi, Jay. What do you have for me today?
How you doing, Dan?
Good, sir.
5'11", 200 pounds. My best is I got to take a golf trip this weekend, our first one of the year. And I have a bester.
Wait, where did you go? Where'd you go?
Sand Valley Resort in Wisconsin. It's about 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
And my bester is my dad hit his first career hole-in-one on Saturday.
Nice. Nice. Did he buy for everybody?
Of course he did. He spent a little too much in the pro shop afterwards as well from excitement.
All right. Well, thank you, Jay. You can buy insurance. If you have a hole-in-one, you buy insurance. And then that way you don't get stuck with a $1,000 bar bill.
Because the old golf etiquette is when you walk into the 19th hole at whatever course you're at, you buy for the room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that could be it.
Well, everybody finds out about it
Okay. Because
you want to make sure you get that bar bill up. And that's where guys are at home and they want to come in so they can get on the bar tab there if you have a hole-in-one. Never had one. And I haven't been around somebody who's had one either. Yeah, Paul.
Would you rather have a hole-in-one or a two on a par five?
A hole-in-one.
Really? I thought two on a par five was almost impossible.
Yeah. I think that's the albatross.
Yeah.
But, I like how you know the albatross.
I knew the albatross.
Did you?
I know golf. I used to caddy. I'm a terrible golfer, but I'm a big fan.
All of these jobs that you had.
13 years old, Olympia Fields Country Club.
I played Olympia Fields.
It's a nice course.
Yes. Didn't Jim Furyk win the PGA?
There was a
U.S. Open there?
There was a U.S. Open there maybe in 78 or 70-ish, late 70s.
No, this would have been after that.
Yeah.
I thought Jim Furyk won at Olympia Fields for some reason. Who's had more jobs between you and Seton?
More or more variety? Because they're probably both. But
well, Seton's had...
I've had a couple.
Yeah. I mean, you worked at the airport with baggage.
I did.
You were a postman.
I was.
Delivered flowers?
Yep. I was a camp counselor.
Camp counselor?
I was a security guard. I don't know. I've worked at a pharmacy. Delivered papers. I don't know. I probably keep going.
That's pretty good. Paulie, you've been a bouncer,
bartender,
a trainer,
DJ at a country western nightclub in New York City. That's a good one. Caddy for one summer.
What was it? Diamonds and
Denim and Diamonds.
Denim and Diamonds.
48th and Lexington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a good place. It was a fun place.
Did you have to get dressed up too?
Oh yeah, I had to. I told you this before. They didn't have enough lockers for the new guys. They gave you a hat and they gave you like a denim shirt. And they hoped that you had your own cowboy boots. But you could leave your denim shirt that said Denim and Diamonds on it and your cowboy hat in your locker. I was a new guy. I didn't have a locker. And the manager, who I didn't know was messing with me, I could have just put it to the side. He goes, no, you're going to have to wear it in. We don't have enough room in here. So imagine me on the crosstown subway in New York City with jeans, boots, a denim shirt with Denim and Diamonds on it, and carrying my hat under my arm as if that's less conspicuous.
You're like Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah.
That movie with John Voight and Dustin Hoffman.
Softer version.
Mike in Indiana. Hi, Mike. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. You guys are doing great. Best of the weekend, I ended up watching Sunderland Till I Die, listening to your guys' conversation last week. And I do have which was excellent, but I do have a question. What professional sports league in the United States might be best set for a relegation style, or what would which group would benefit most from a relegation style?
Well, it's bad for business. Are you going to have a team that you can bring up? You know, can you have a AAA franchise that's able to come up, and then all of a sudden you're playing games in Nashville or Buffalo or Louisville? When you're watching soccer, when it is that last day and somebody is staying up and somebody's going down and the financial impact on it, Sunderland Till I Die is soccer documentary, but it's really fascinating of the passion this city has. Sunderland, a shipbuilding, or it used to be a shipbuilding city. The passion, the importance of that soccer franchise to that city cannot be overstated. Yes, Eden.
There's a match from a few years back. I want to say it's the first time Manchester City won the Premier League. And it's the last game of the season. It's got to be one of the best games of all time. They have to score like two goals or something like that in order to win the league. And they're going against Manchester United. They're basically like neck and neck for the lead. And the team that Manchester City is playing has to score a certain amount of goals to avoid relegation. So they're both, you know, one's at the top and one's at the bottom. But how often do you get that kind of, you know, drama where even the team that's, you know, they're fighting just to stay in the league?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And the way that it plays out, was unbelievable because it went right down to the end.
And that might be, now I'm not a historian, but that's one of the great days, the season ending. You know, you have relegation day, but you also, you know, winning a title. I mean, that was pretty incredible. But you got soccer coming back. Liverpool's winning the title. But then the relegation is the interesting part of this Premier League coming back. All right, we'll come back. Phone calls, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store this day in sports history. During the look-in, during the commercial break, Todd will explain his scoreboard. The numbers are 79 and 31.
Correct.
Yeah, on this day. Todd put in a lot of time and effort. And he'll explain those numbers during the commercial break. We'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We have a sound idea. I don't know if it's a sound idea, but we have a sound idea. What if networks gave you the option, with crowd noise for the NFL season, no fans in the stands, Monday Night Football, ESPN is a game with crowd noise, and then ESPN2 has the game with no artificial noise whatsoever. You get all the language, salty language, that's allowed. NBC with NBCSN could do the same thing. Fox, Fox Sports 1, CBS with CBS Sports Network. Just a possibility there. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
Let's see, Dan, there's a few. 1925, Lou Gehrig began a streak of playing 2,130 consecutive baseball games. It ended on May 2nd, 1939. 1938, baseball helmets were worn for the first time. 1938, which always brings up the meetings in the 30s, and they said they weren't ready for them yet. 1975, Nolan Ryan pitched his fourth career no-hitter in his 100th career victory. And that is it.
Yeah, you know what's amazing? One year, Lou Gehrig drove in, I think, 171 runs. And Babe Ruth batted in front of him, and I think Babe may have had 140 or 150 RBIs. Could you imagine? You had 171 RBIs. I think that's the number. Yeah, Paulie.
I can't believe this is real. In 1931, Lou Gehrig hit 341. 46 homers, 185 runs batted in. 185.
But what did Babe Ruth knock in?
Oh, a paltry 170. Now, hold on 1 second.
Because I thought it was like 171 for Lou Gehrig 1 year, and Babe knocked in like 150.
Yeah, Babe had 46 homers and 162 ribbies. Oh, hit 373. But for some reason, Babe batted sixth in the lineup that year.
Oh, he did?
That's what it says. I don't know if that's...
Because you would wear where you batted in the lineup, so Babe batted third. He wore number three. Gehrig wore number four.
I got to check that out. This could be a misrepresentation.
And Gehrig, he went to Columbia. He played football. I think he played baseball and football. Not considered a good fielder, by the way. Just... They used to put the guy who wasn't a very good fielder, they put the slugger at first base.
Too soon.
Yeah. The Iron Man. I think he played like 13 or 14 consecutive years where he didn't miss a game. Yeah, Paul.
One more sports history for the LA fans. The LA Kings beat the Chicago Blackhawks 2014 to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. It was the first time in NHL history that a team won a series in Game 7 on the road for the third consecutive series. That was a fun team.
I was so nervous because I had picked the Kings to start prior to the start of the postseason. I said the King. We had Pierre Maguire on.
Now Michael's called in a few times.
And I said the Kings are going to win the cup. And I remember Pierre Maguire, we'd have him on during the playoffs there. And I was like, I thought my kid was playing for the Kings. Who was the goalie from Milford, Connecticut? He came in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Quick?
Yes.
What? Andrew. Well done.
Good poll.
Nice poll. Nice poll.
Nice poll.
By the way, is that right? Has anyone double-checked that?
No, I think that's it.
Sounding good for me.
Yeah. Dave in North Carolina. Hi, Dave. What do you have for me?
Hey, good morning. A couple things real quick. Best of the weekend is BK winning Bristol. He put himself in position to do so. Worst is by far the riots. And I'm calling about the Outer Banks. After 5 minutes watching it with my wife, I told her I can't watch it anymore. It is so inaccurate. The Outer Banks is really from Kerala down to Ocracoke and all points in between. But otherwise, it's not south of Wilmington where that is really located.
So the geography bothers you more than the content, Dave.
Come on. Not to mention it's cheesy. I mean, come on, are those really juniors in high school? Do they really look like...
Well, the guy who plays John B. is 27 in real life. He plays a 16-year-old. Hey, I bought it. I was good with it. Thank you, Dave. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you have to watch those shows just to appreciate the good ones.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Free your mind, the rest will follow, Seton.
Yeah.
You know?
Outer Banks.
You know, sometimes you got to listen to Britney Spears just to have somebody like Adele stand out even more so. Mm. Yes, McLovin.
That's a huge thing on Twitter, how Outer Banks screwed up the geography. Apparently, they made up town names and they had them all in the wrong place. He's totally on to something. Not that we would know.
I'm not going to nitpick. All right? It was just beautiful people in a beautiful place. Yeah, Seton.
But, and this is no offense to our California audience, where I know we do well. But have you ever talked to somebody from California about the geography of the East Coast?
No.
They have no idea where anything is. You could be sitting in New York and they'll be like, is Vermont north of here or south? They have no idea where anything is.
That's Seton O'Connor. Seton O'Connor.
My buddy Tommy, he moved, he used to live in Connecticut, but he was born and raised in California. Yeah. And he would be like, so what? Where do we get to Florida from here? I'm like, dude, you can't be serious. Buddy, you have to know a little. I know where Oregon is. You got to know that, you know, North Carolina is above South Carolina. Come on.
Babe Ruth batted sixth in the lineup, only two games in his entire career.
Those were the games I was focusing on with my stat.
Fair enough.
Today was one of the days he batted in the sixth spot.
Nick in South Carolina. Hi, Nick.
Hey, DV, Dan Anta, especially Sequin back there. First off, first time, long time, 5-6 on a good day. 190-something, but who's counting? First, I've been dealing with some non-COVID health issues during lockdown while I'm working with home. So thanks to you guys for being on YouTube and helping me get sane. It's been a big help. Best of the weekend, watching My Lottery Dream Home on HGTV, and saw an episode that was set in Milford. I see why you guys do the show there now. The bester is obviously Dan watching Outer Banks, filmed here in Charleston to help out Dave in North Carolina. Also, take a drink every time somebody says, John B.
All right, thank you, Nick. Yeah. I think it's the number one or two most watched show on Netflix right now. Hey, don't get left in the dust here, guys. Come on. Anybody going to watch Outer Banks?
After that, did you make a TikTok video for yourself?
I did. My daughter and I made a TikTok video.
Did you update your TikTok that you had watched Outer Banks?
It included a cat. We had a cat video in there. What did I learn today, Todd?
McLovin wants to know why field goal percentage isn't a bigger deal in the NBA. Bradley Beal's meaningless 30 points per game.
No matter what happens, you want to make sure your loved ones are taken care of. That's why LegalZoom has made it easy to set up the right estate plan. Without leaving your home, take care of your family today. The right estate plan at LegalZoom.com. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on the program.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.